rules hearing at this time. Steve, do you have to break or are we good? Okay, thank you. All right. Good morning, everyone. It is approximately 10:12 a.m. on Monday, September 28th, 2020. This is a Public Service Commission meeting in the Public Service Commission hearing room on the 12th floor of the state capitol, Bismarck, North Dakota. The purpose of this meeting is to conduct a public hearing on proposed changes to the Commission's administrative rules. I am Commissioner Brian Krosius, Chairman of the Public Service Commission. With me today is Commissioner Julie Fedorchek and Commissioner Randy Christman. The rules case being heard today is case number WM-20-369, Article 69-10, Testing and Safety. The purpose of the proposed amendments to Article 69-10 is to update and clarify the administrative rules regarding standards for certifying and maintaining commercial weighing and measuring devices. The Commission has scheduled this public hearing to allow everyone the opportunity to submit information or comments concerning the adoption of proposed changes to the North Dakota Administrative Code. All comments received at this public hearing will be considered by the Commission together with all other written comments received. Written comments may be submitted until the close of business on October 8, 2020. The proposed rules and amendments may be reviewed at the Public Service Commission's offices on the 12th floor of the State Capitol, 600 East Boulevard Avenue, Department 408, Bismarck, North Dakota. A copy of the proposed rules or amendments and or a regulatory analysis may be requested by writing the above address, emailing ndpsc at nd.gov, or calling 701-328-2400. The toll-free number is 1-877-245-6685, or Relay North Dakota, TTY is 1-800-366-6888. This information is also available on the Commission's website at www.psc.nd.gov under case search. This hearing is being broadcast over the internet and is also being electronically recorded. We ask anyone who would like to commit or would like to comment to take the witness chair and speak into the microphone so that the broadcast and recording will be of good quality. When the red light is on, the broadcast is live. Interested parties may submit comments at this hearing. If an interested person not attending the hearing in person would like to provide input during the hearing, call 701-328-4081 to be placed on a list. The Commission will call you back to receive your input at the time determined by the hearing officer. There's also a sign-up sheet on the table in the Commission room. Please sign the sheet. And at this point in time, does anyone wish to testify?
Good morning, Chairman. Commissioner Christman.
Good morning.
Commissioner Fedorchek. I am Conrad Crockford, Director of the Compliance Division with the Public Service Commission. The proposed amendments are extensive and cover many sections of Article 69-10 due to the last rulemaking occurring 10 years ago. Many of the proposed amendments are non-substantive and made as a result of changes in the way the program is administered and implemented by the Commission, and others are editorial in nature. The following details the substantive amendments. Section 69-10-01-02.3 is amended due to the pandemic caused by COVID-19 and grants authority to the Commission to extend the device certification interval from 15 to 24 months if necessary. This is consistent with North Dakota Century Code Section 64-02-13. Section 69-10-01-03 is amended to add criteria a security seal must contain. Previously, no criteria was specified. Additionally, the following requirements are added to certification seals in addition to what is currently required: pre-printed month and year indicators to be punched out upon certification, made of material other than paper, and if limited, use of specific colors. Green, red, yellow, and orange are reserved for Commission use. Section 69-10-01-03.1 is repealed due to non-enforcement. Section 69-10-01-03.2 is amended to limit the enforcement of NIST Handbook 44, 2020 edition, G-UR4.1 maintenance of equipment, to only retail motor fuel devices which over-register by 4 cubic inches when using a 5-gallon test measure or 47 cubic inches when using a 100-gallon prover. This limits the requirements to adjust retail motor fuel devices only when 51% or more of the devices over-register. If 51% or more of the devices under-register by grade or location, then the device owner or operator has the option to have the devices adjusted. Section 69-10-02-05.1 is amended to require the clearance distance from the I-beam to the slab to be reduced from 12 inches to 10 inches. This change will allow the reduction of 10 issued variances and will not impact the ability to provide proper maintenance. It is further amended to allow the installation of a scale using a floating slab foundation and details the specific requirements. The Commission has authorized via variance permit the installation of a floating slab foundation since 2013. At that time, it was intended to allow this type of foundation to be installed without the necessity of a variance when the next rulemaking was undertaken. Staff has determined a floating slab foundation is a suitable foundation type. Additionally, adding the floating slab foundation will allow device owner or operators to reduce the number of required certifications. Section 69-10-02-12 is amended to allow the use of photoelectric eyes for unattended scale applications in preparation for pay-to-weigh systems possibly being installed in North Dakota. Section 69-10-02-27 is added to require a specific class of scale to be used in weighing and packing of medical marijuana in quantities of 1 ounce or less to ensure a suitable device is being used. Section 69-10-03-01 is amended to adopt by reference the 2020 edition of the National Institute of Standards and Technology, Handbook Number 44 and applicable sections. Section 69-10-03-01.1 is amended to require commercial weighing or measuring devices used in North Dakota to have a national certification, National Conference on Weights and Measures National Type Evaluation Program certification to be used in North Dakota. Devices currently in use prior to adoption will be grandfathered. Adoption of NTEP requirements ensures devices are of sound quality and are suitable for the application. The following lists the NIST handbooks adopted by reference to give clarity if a situation arises. 105-1, Specifications and Tolerances for Field Standard Weights, 2019. 105-2, Specifications and Tolerances for Field Standard Measuring Flasks, 1996. This is a new adoption. 105-3, Specifications and Tolerances for Graduated Neck Type Volumetric Field Standards, 2010. 105-4, Specification and Tolerances for Liquefied Petroleum Gas and Anhydrous Ammonia Liquid Volumetric Provers, 2016. 105-7, Specifications and Tolerances for Dynamic Small Volume Provers, 1997, new adoption. 105-8, Specifications and Tolerances for Field Standard Weight Carts, 2019, this is a new adoption. Section 69-10-03-02 is amended to allow the certification time frame of a standard to be determined by the NIST-recognized metrology laboratory which issued the report of calibration not to exceed 2 years. This was done as it is becoming more challenging for registered service companies to have standards certified annually by labs which issue a 2-year certification. Furthermore, staff was not comfortable extending the certification issued by a 1-year lab, since that lab is operated by a different jurisdiction. Section 69-10-04-01 is amended to require a registered service person to adjust devices as closely as practicable to zero error to ensure the device is providing an equitable transaction. This is consistent with NIST Handbook Number 44. Section 69-10-04-02 is amended to add the requirements to add the requirement that the registered service applicant is currently employed by a registered service company to be eligible for a permit. Additional specifications are added for the type of work performed by a registered service person that would satisfy the work history requirement. The number of work history months is reduced from 3 months to 60 days. Additional provisions are added to satisfy the work history requirement such as manufacturer's training course or holding a permit as a registered service person with another state or jurisdiction for a period of 60 days or more. Finally, the testing standard is increased from 75% to 80%. Section 69-10-04-02.1 is amended to repeal the exemption for applicants as registered service persons employed by a self-certification company to take the registered service person exams. No self-certifying company has taken advantage of this option in recent history. Section 69-10-04-02.3 is amended to remove the current probationary permit option. This option previously allowed a registered service person applicant the ability to test without meeting the work history requirement. If the individual passed, then they would receive a probationary permit. However, a probationary permit holder is still required to be accompanied by a permanent permit holder who will co-sign all test reports. It has been staff's experience that individuals who come in without the necessary work experience do not test well, and the majority come back to retest. This is also not a benefit to a registered service company, since the employee is not authorized to work alone when servicing or certifying weighing or measuring devices. Finally, an applicant who previously held a registered service permit within the last 2 years is eligible for permit reinstatement. The previous time frame was 5 years. This period of time is too long to not require the applicant to go through the reapplication and testing process due to changing industry trends. Section 69-10-04-06.2 is amended to provide the Commission more flexibility in carrying out the evaluation of registered service persons in a fair and consistent manner. Section 69-10-04-06.3 is amended from 3 consecutive quality assurance failures in a 12-month period to 3 failures in a 12-month period. If an individual has 2 failures and then a pass, the current provision requires staff to begin the quality assurance failure count again prior to being able to take any potential action against the registered service person. This is not consistent with a full evaluation of the registered service person's total history and competence and allows one pass to overshadow a registered service person's lack of knowledge or experience. A statement on regulatory analysis, takings assessment, and small entity regulatory analysis was prepared and filed on September 2nd, 2020. For this weights and measures rulemaking proceeding. The Commission has not received any written comments concerning this proceeding. This concludes my testimony. I'd be happy to answer any questions at this time.
I don't have any questions. Commissioner Fedorchuk, Commissioner Crispin, any questions?
What was the date of our work session? Did you just say? Was that just like one of the last things in your notes? This was discussed.
Commissioner Crispin, no, the date that was provided here was when we filed the regulatory analysis, taskings assessment, and small entity regulatory analysis.
So then, if I can continue, Mr. Chairman, on page 6, 69-10-01-03.1,
that 03.1, Commissioner Crispin?
Yes.
69-10. Could you repeat that?
69-10-01-03.1. It's on page 6. Or it begins on 6, goes into 7.
Registration of a new or moved commercial device?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
I think you said this section is being repealed due to non-enforcement. I don't know what that is. We were just, what's the issue here that would have caused the rule in the first place and why it's not needed?
The issue that would have caused the rule in the first place was is the ability for staff to track weighing and measuring devices. Our database tracks all of the devices that are currently in use by serial number. And so when a commission inspector goes to a location to reinspect devices upon annual certification, they find that they're presented with new serial numbers sometimes because a device had been swapped out due to it failing at some point, or the businesses, larger ones, require a periodic replacement of equipment as things start aging. And that was the understanding for the rule. The issue with the rule comes that this is a monumental task for our limited staff to be able to undertake and to be able to track and to be able to enforce the requirement to have those devices reported to us when they're swapped out. We do get the test reports when a device is swapped out, and so we have the ability to track that. But to the addition to require a service company or an owner-operator to let us know when they simply move a device is really outside the ability of our limited staff.
Do you think there'd be anything really lost by not having that? Are there any instances where we make use of this data?
Commissioner Christman, at this point, this particular section, staff has not been enforcing due to the lack of available resources to enforce it. And so as far as we don't anticipate any data that's lost because we have the ability to receive test reports when a device is placed into service. And then we simply update our records when an inspector goes to that location and conducts their annual inspection.
Thank you.
Commissioner Fedorchak, did you have any questions for Conrad?
I don't.
Okay.
No, thank you, Conrad.
Thank you, Commission.
All right, thank you. Does anyone else wish to testify at this time? And Steve, do we have anyone on the phone bridge that you can see?
We have no one on the phone bridge. Stacy, have you had anyone call in?
No requests for callbacks.
Okay, seeing that no one is on the phone bridge, no requests for callback. A callback and no one is in the hearing room. I will now close the hearing on case number WM-20-369. All of the comments provided in writing through the close of business on October 8, 2020 will be considered and discussed in our decision. Also, any changes made to the proposed rules due to the Commission's review of comments received or the Commission discussion will be explained in the written decision. The record, again, will remain open until October 8, 2020. Thank you, Caleb, Conrad, Jack, for your work on this. There's a lot of ground to cover. You did an excellent job. Greatly appreciated. This hearing is now closed. Thank you, everyone.